Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to l'nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Nazir daf Nun Zayin. We left off at the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Vav. Amud Beis. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehyeh B'dvaro. Good morning to Dr. Joe, to Shmuel, to Yisrael Moshe, to Gershon Eitan, to Shlomo David, to Tzvika on the Zoom, to Yitzchak Aryeh, and to Chana Chanuch. Here we go. Just one word about the T-Nexium. Looks like we're on about the T-Nexium next Thursday night. We hope everybody can come join us. A bunch of Chevra are coming. A little road trip in T-Nex. We'll give you the exact details when they become more available. Looking forward to that, celebrating on the road. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Danti Lufnei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva says, I discussed the following question in front of Rabbi Eliezer. Following question, Ma'im etzem kisa'ora she'enu mitame adam ba'ol, a bone the size of a barley kernel, which is only mitame b'maga o b'masa, touching it or carrying it. It's not mitame a human being ba'ohel. We're going to see in the Gemara, that's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Nevertheless, Hanazim Megalech, Hamago V'Amaso. Nevertheless, even though it's light, it's Tumah, it's light, that it doesn't convey Ohel. Nevertheless, a Nazir who touches it or carries it does reject his Nazirus and bring his Karbanos B'Tumah. Revi is Dam. Shehu Metame Adam Ohel. So a quarter of a lug of blood, which is Metame, a person with an Ohel, Kalva Chomer, Enodin. Good morning, Tzvika. That was a good trick. How'd you pull that off? Enodin. Enodin. Kalva Chomer. She had Nazir Megalech Amagav Amasa. Kalva Chomer. A Nazir should have to shave and it should reject the Nazirus and he has to bring his Karbanos B'Tumah. All those things. Kalva Chomer. It should make a nazir tameh, megalech amagav amasa. So revius dam, good morning, Rav Mordechai, a revius dam should cause a nazir touching or carrying a revius dam. If it conveys ol, so it's more severe than etzem kisaora, we know the touching, when that's etzem kisaora, causes a nazir b'tameh. So kal v'chomer, a revius dam should cause a nazir to become tameh. It should cancel his nazirus, and he should have to bring karbanos b'tumah, and he should have to shave just for touching or carrying a revius of dam. So this is what Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Eliezer. Amar li, Rabbi Eliezer said back to him, Maze Akiva, ein dunin kan mi kal v'chomer. What are you saying, Akiva? This kal v'chomer is not a good kal v'chomer. But he didn't explain why. So Rabbi Akiva kept on talking. When I came and discussed this issue with Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Li, Rabbi Yeshua explained it to me. Yafe Amarta, your Kavachoma sounds like a good Kavachoma. Ella, Kain Amru. However, we have a rule. Halacha. One of the two halachas that you said, either the halacha that a Etzem Kisaora is not Metame Ba'ohel, but it is mitami b'mago v'masa, or the halacha that revius dam, that's mitame a person in an ohel. One of those halachas is a halacha l'moshe misinai. It's a halacha l'moshe misinai. We have a rule that you can't learn out a kal v'chomer on a halacha l'moshe misinai. You can't learn out a kal v'chomer on a halacha l'moshe misinai. So again, let's review. What was the good morning, Rav Eliezer Dov? What was the halacha l'moshe misinai? One of the other Gemara is going to tell us which one it is in a minute. That the fact that an etzem kisaora, bone the size of a lentil, is only mitame b'mago masa and not b'ol, that is halacha l'moshe misinai. Now you want to learn a kavachomer to revius dam, which does convey tumas ol. Kavachomer, if you touch it, it should reject the nazirus. That kal v'chomer on halacha l'moshe misinai we don't say. Why is that? Why don't we make a kal v'chomer on halacha l'moshe misinai? So the Acharonim explained that a halacha l'moshe m'sinai defies logic. It's not logical. It's just kach nemra halacha. Kal v'chomer is the quintessential limud that is logical. We know that of the 13 midos, shatona dreshes behem, so kal v'chomer, everyone agrees you could make on your own, and gzeira shav, everyone agrees you can't make on your own, you have to have a kabbalah from your Rebbe. Of the other 11, it's machlokas Rashi and Tosis and Sukkah daf lamed aleph. Do we say all of them you could do on your own, or all of them you need a Rebbe tradition? But the two extremes are Kal V'Chomer and Gzeira Shava. Kal V'Chomer, everyone agrees you're allowed to make a Kal V'Chomer on your own. And Gzeira Shava, everyone agrees you have to have a tradition from your Rebbe. So Kal V'Chomer is the ultimate logical drasha. You could do it on your own. So you can't take a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai and then use logic to apply it further. Because Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, by its very definition, is something that's not logical. So you can't use whatever logic is in the Halacha Moshe M'Sinai and extend it further based on a Kal V'Chomer, because it's a tradition, and the tradition is it's this way and not the other way. It's Halacha Moshe M'Sinai this way and not the other way. So you can't use logic to try to extend the Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. Oh. Now, the Gemara just wants to know, Yiboylehu, the B'nai HaYeshiva asked the two Salach informational question. Every time you have a Kal V'Chomer, gentlemen, it's based on two assumptions. So the Gemara wants to know which of the two assumptions was Halacha Moshe M'Sinai here. Again, let's review. What was the Kal V'Chomer? An Etzem Kisora does not convey Tumas Ol, but it does convey Mago Masa. Revius Dam, which does convey Tumas Ol. So that's the question. Which is Halacha Moshe M'Sinai? The Revius Dam does convey Tumas Ol, or the Etzem Kisora does not convey Tumas Ol? Which one of those two? So Kal V'Chomer, Revius Dam, should be Soysa, the Tumah of a Nazir. Good morning, John. Great to see you. See, Yibaylehu, Etzem Kisaora Halacha, or Revius Dam Kal V'Chomer, or Revius Dam is a Kal V'Chomer. Ain done in Kal V'Chomer Me Halacha. O Dilma Revius Dam Halacha. Maybe Revius Dam was the Halacha of Moshe M'Sinai. The Etzem Kisaora that we're trying to learn out from is a Kal V'Chomer. The Ain done in Kal V'Chomer Halacha, says the Gemara Tashma. I'll tell you which one of these was it. We learned explicitly in a brisa. Etzem kisaora halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Etzem kisaora, that it's metame b'mago v'masa and not ba'oel, that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Urevius dam, kal v'chomer ve'in dan kal v'chomer mehalacha. So the Gemara is trying to learn out kal v'chomer from halacha l'moshe m'sinai. You can't learn out a kal v'chomer from halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Why did we need a halacha l'moshe m'sinai to teach me that a nazir shaves on etzem kisaora, and we can't learn that from the words that we have by every tumei mace? So there's a difference between the tum of etzem kisaora from all tumas mace, from the fact that it's not metame ba'oel. And by nazir it says al nefesh mace lo yavo, and the chacham of darshan that the pasuk means to teach me that a nazir shaves dafka on a tuma that has to do with Oel. Only a Tumas Oel is Metameyu, and therefore you can't learn out from the words of the Pasuk only to things that are Metame Ba'oel. So says Tosas Dir Masal Etzem, that's why I need the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai to teach me that even on touching an Etzem Kisaora, which does not convey Tumas Oel, without the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, I would have thought only things that convey Tumas Oel a Nazir rejects a Naziris. So the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai teaches me that even though etzem kisaor is metame b'mago b'maso v'not ba'oel, nevertheless, it rejects the tumah of a nazir. So I need the halacha l'moshe m'sinai to teach me that, says Tosfos, because without that, I would have thought only things that convey tumas oel, because the Torah says, al nafshos meis lo yavo. So it sounds like only coming into an oel, that's the kind of thing that rejects a nazir. Kamashulon halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that no. Even etzem kisaor, which does not convey tumas oel, if I touch it or carry it, it's going to reject the nazirus. It's going to contaminate the nazir. Hadron alach kohen gadol. That's the end of the seventh parak. Let's begin the eighth parak of Shnei Nazirim. This parak is going to discuss many laws. Oh, thank you, John. Thank you. We should always celebrate Simcha together. Next Thursday night in Tinek, we're going to celebrate a big Simcha. Okay. The eighth parak discusses various cases of Safek Nazirus. So, says the Mishnah, What do Nazirim do when they have Safek Nazirs? Shnei Nazirim, Sha'amar Lehen, Echad, Ra'isi Echad Mikem Shenitma. Here's the case. You have two Nazirs, and one guy is standing far away from them. And he says to them, I saw one of the two of you become Tameh, but I'm not sure which one. I'm not sure which one. Shnei Nazirim, Sha'amar Lehen, Echad. Ra'isi Echad Mikem Shenitma, Ve'ein Yodeh Ezi Mikem. I don't know which of the two of you came Tameh. So now they are both Safek Tameim. So what do you do when you're Safek Tameh? You're a Nazir and you're Safek Tameh. They were each 30-day Nazir. So Megalchin, they both have to shave their heads. One of them because maybe he's a Tahar Tameh who shaves his head, and one of them because maybe he's a Tameh Nazir. One's a Tahar Nazir, one's a Tameh Nazir. So they both shave their heads. Umevin Karban Tuma Vikarban Tara. And both of them have to bring the karbanos for a nazir that became tameh and a nazir that became tar, because one of them is a nazir tar after 30. They both have to wait till 30 because they're both suffolk, so neither of them can shave until 30 days are over. Now, when 30 days are over, they both have to shave mamanavshach. One of them is a nazir tar who has to shave, and one of them is a nazir tam who has to shave. But they got to bring two different karbanos. One of them brings a shlamim chatas and an asham, that's the nazir tameh, and the nazir tar brings a shlamim chatas and an olam. So they got to bring different karbanos. So they both bring both sets of karbanos. And what do they say? They make a condition. Megalchen mevin karban tumah v'karban tara v'omer, and each one says to his friend, Im ani hu tameh, if I'm the nazir tameh, karban tumah shali v'karban tara shalcha. So then the karban tumah is mine, and the karban tara is yours. V'im ani hu atar, if I'm the tahar one, karban tara shali, carbon tara shall be the carbon tumah shalcha. Then my carbon is carbon tara, and your carbon is carbon tumah. And then they count another 30 days. Oh, here's the old story again. Visofrin shloshim yom. Then they count another 30 days because one of them is tameh, and he's got to count 30 days. And the one who's tahar is not allowed to shave right away either because maybe he was the nazir tameh. So He's still now another Nazir for 30 days. Both of them are now a Safek Nazir for 30 days. So if you're a Nazir, you can't just stop shave because maybe you're the Nazir Tar is not allowed to shave now for 30 days. So Vesofen Shloshim Yom, they count another 30 days. And then Mevi'in Karban Tahara. At the end of this 30-day period, they both bring a Karban Tahara, Va'omer, and one guy says to his friend, or both guys say, we'll see in a minute, Imanihu hatameh, if I was the tameh guy from the first one, the carbon atumah shali, the first carbon tumah was mine, the carbon tara shelcha, and the first carbon tahara was yours, vizeh, and this new carbon tahara is carbon tahara, see, it's my new carbon tahara, v'manihu atar, if I was tar from the first one, then carbon tahara shali, the first carbon tahara was mine, the carbon atumah shelach, and the first carbon tumah was yours, vizeh, carbon tahara scha, and this carbon was your carbon tahara. First question, when one guy says that one of you guys was tameh, what are the two guys themselves saying? What are they responding? So take a look at the first tosis. Shnei nazirin shamar lehem echad v'chulu tzarech lomar shehein shoskin. The two guys themselves are quiet. Sheim ha'yu makhishin oso. If they would have said no, if both of them would have said no, I didn't become tameh. It might have looked like to you that I became tameh, but I saw that weasel carrying a dead bug, and it didn't touch me. It looked to you like it touched one of us, but it didn't touch me. If the guy would have been makhish, then the guy who was standing far away would not be believed. If you just have an eid echad who says you became tameh, and you're makhish that eid echad, and you say, no, I didn't become tameh, then the guy wouldn't be believed. Kamrin b'kiddushin perek Omer. Eid echad ba'akhashim mi'mehemen. That if you have one aid who is contradicted, he's not believed. Like, that's the case, I think, if I remember correctly. One guy says, you ate chelim. You say, no, I didn't. I saw the kosher sign on the package. It was not treif. It was kosher. So then you don't bring a carbon based on eid echad. But if there's an eid echad who says you did, and then you are quiet, so we say, shtika kohoda. Shtika kohoda. Even though shtika kohoda is usually by money, here you have shtika kohoda by a case of nazir, by a case of toma. So the Acharonim have a discussion over here. Do we only say shtika kohoda in a case of where you should have known? You should have known. So if you should have known and you're quiet, that's a raya that the guy's telling the truth. So some of the Achronim want to say that this Tosis, there's a Tosis in Kedushin that says you only apply the rule of Shtika Kodan in a case where you should have known. But if it's a case where you have no way of knowing what the story was, you have no way of knowing, some guy says that something happened and you have no idea, and you're quiet, maybe the reason you're quiet is because you have no idea, not because it's not Shtika Kodan, you're just saying, I have no idea whether this happened or not. So maybe this Tosa, that's a machlokas, the Achronim discuss over here, whether or not we only say Shtika Kodah in a case of where you should have known what the story is, or even in a case of where you had no way of knowing. So I don't know, in this case, maybe you had no idea what happened. So maybe you wouldn't say Shtika Kodah over here, but Tosas assumes that you do say Shtika Kodah over here. That's one issue. Let's see the next Tosas. Now, the next issue is, does each guy have to say, when they make these conditions about the karbanos, do they have to say each guy or no? We assume they just bring the carbon and we assume that's the condition that it is, that each one works for each one without them saying it. So look at the second Tosis, discusses this issue. So, Megachon Mevin Carbon Tumah V'Carbon Tahara V'Omer, says Tosis, Lav Dafka Nakan V'Omer. You don't have to say that they actually said it. Ella, Zei Yikrav L'Shem Mishu, V'Zei Yikrav L'Shem Mishu. No, they have it in mind. They don't actually have to say it. So, the Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't understand why Tosas says that. First of all, the Mishnah says, V'Omer. The Mishnah says, V'Omer. So, Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz and the Keren Oer, one of the Achronim, also says, if the Mishnah says V'Omer, it means they have to say it. Why do they have to say it? Because when we bring a carbon in partnership, I have to be makne my chelik in the carbon tahara to you, and you have to be makne your chelik in the carbon tahara. How's that transfer work? We buy the carbon b'shutfus. How do I know? It's got to be your. We can't both own the carbon. It's got to be. You got to say the condition now. So Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz and Keren Oira disagree with Tosas and say no. You actually have to make the condition. That's why the Mishnah says v'omer. The Mefarish over here says it's enough for one of the guys to say it. One of the guys can make the condition. That's enough. That's why the Mishnah says v'omer. It doesn't say v'omer zeh l'zeh. It doesn't say they both say. It just says v'omer. So the Mefarish says even one guy saying is enough. But anyway, that's three opinions and we've shown him what's going on over here. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Ketani, Shnei Nazirin Sha'amar Lehem, Ra'isi Echen Mikem Shenidma, Ve'in Yodeiz Mikem. So we have a third guy talking to two guys saying one of you is tummy, ask the Gemara, Va'amai, why do we assume, what do the Mishnah say, that they're both Suffolk tummy, right? They're both Suffolk tummy, so they both got to bring a carbon on the Suffolk tummy. One of them is Vadai tummy, we don't know which one, so they're both Suffolk tummy. Ask the Gemara, why don't we apply the rules of Suffolk tumma b'rishus harabim, sveiko tahar? Says the Gemara, Va'amai, kol Suffolk tumma b'rishus hayachid, mehecha yalfin Allah. How do we know this? Suffolk Tumah and Rishus HaYachid. We learn it out from Sota. That's the next Masechta we're going to learn. Misota. We learn it out from a Sota who had Yichud with a guy. And so the Gemara learns out from Vinitma, Ma Sota, just over there at the time of the Suffolk Tumah. Every Sota is a Suffolk, whether she had relations or not. She was Yichud with the guy. Bol Venevelis, there was just two people there. Af kol safek tumah b'rishus hayachid. Kigon dika beit shrei. If there's only two people, then it's a safek tumah like it was by Sota, only b'rishus hayachid. Aval hachan, our Mishnah, shnei nazirin, v'hai d'kai gabeon. You have the two guys, the two nazirs, and you have the third guy who tells them you became tumah. Three's a crowd. So just like by Hilchos Shabbos, we have a rishus harabim is if there's three people. Hai d'kai gabeon, hatzlasa. Havale Suffolk Tumah Rishus Harabim. For a lot of halachas, you have a rabbin means three. B'chol Suffolk Tumah Rishus Harabim Sveiko Tahar. So it should be Tahar.
How close does this guy have to be?
Oh, that's the answer. I'm a rabbi by Rav Huna. B'omer Ra'isi Tumah Shneizuk B'neim. No, B'neichem. The guy was far away. I saw it from far away. Amar Vashi. Dekanami, I'll prove to you the guy was far away, so it's only Rishus Hayachid. Dekanami, Diktani, Ve'ini Yodea, Eze Mikem. Shema Minah. He doesn't say, I saw it and I knew it and I forgot. I was close. Rather, he says, I didn't see it clearly. I don't know which one of you. That's what Tosas says. Top Tosas. The Tani Ve'en Yudet. Demashma Shalom Noda Lo Me'olam. Mishum Dola Haba Bahem. He wasn't there. Midolo Ktani Shachachti. He doesn't say, I was there next to you and I forgot. He says, I didn't see it in the first place. Now, take a look at the bottom Tosas on Nanzayinam et al. Bottom Tosas. Very fundamental, very important Tosas. Tosas says, Bom Ra'isa Shinizukatum Medechim. Vuhu omen meirachok, Dr. Joe. He was standing from far away. Davi safik tum mishus hayachad. Vim tomar im kain, yavi kol echad karban tum avadai. I don't understand. If each of them is a safik tum, and you're telling me that we have a rule, safik tum mishus hayachad, sveiko tame. So let them both bring a vadai karban tum. Safik tum, you have to be machmir. That's the rules. Imkin Yavi Kalachan Karban Tuma Vadai Dekal Safik Tuma Bishus Hayachid Sarf and Alea Truma. We treat it as a Vadai Tuma. Safik Tuma Bishus Hayachid Sekatami. Answers Tosas. Tosas says the same thing in many places in Shas. Vishloman. Delo Gemiri Misota Eladavish Efsha Leos Kisota De Efsha Shinitmes. You only apply the rule of Safik Tuma Bishus Hayachid Sekotami if it's not a Tarte Disasre. If it's something that actually could happen. In this case, we know. One of them is Tame and not both of them. So if you'd make both of them Tame, that would be against the reality. That can't be. Only one of them is Tame. So you don't apply the rule of Safik Tome Shaziyach and Sveika Tame in a case where it cannot be. By a Sota, maybe she committed adultery. It can be. So you're Machmir. But by Nazir, where one person said, one of you guys is Tame. You can't make both of them Tameh, because that can't be. It's only one of them is Tameh. One of them is Bevadai not Tameh. Aval hacha loy efsha letamus shneim devada echatar. Okay, that's the first interesting piece of Tosas. Then Tosas says a different thing. Vim tomar, the other way around. Tosas says the opposite. Why is the Gemara suggesting in its question that if it's in Rishus HaRabim, they should both be Tahar? Vim tomar imkain my parach meikara. Why are we saying vasafik tumbishus harabim who klomer v'yavi shnayan karban tahara? In other words, the other way around. Why are we suggesting that they should both bring a karban tahara? The question was, oh, it's a safik tumbishus harabim sveiko tahar. What do you mean? But one of them is for sure not. So if it's true that we don't say safik tumbishus or yachid sveiko tamei. When they both can't be Tameh, why is the Gemara suggesting they should both be Tar? That's also a Metzius that can't be. Why would we apply the rule of Safik Tumah versus Aram Sveiko Tar to both of them if that can't be the truth either? Safik Tumah versus Aram Dimitari, not me Sota Gamrin Lo. We learn it also from Sota. V'lo Yalfinan El Debar Dover She'ev Shalios. It's got to be something that could possibly happen. V'hacha Bevada Echa Tameh. Here you can't say both are Tar. One of them is for sure Tameh. The Yishlom Tosas answers, there's a difference between the rule of Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid Sveiko Tameh and the rule of Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sveiko Tar. They're not exactly parallel. Unbelievable Tosas. The Yishlom the Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Lav Misotah Gavrin Aleh. No, the din of Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sveiko Tahar, that we don't learn out from Sota, that's a regular din that whenever you have a Safik Tumah, you shtel the Chazaka that he has a cheskas tahara. It's not learned out from Sota. There's no limud for Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sveiko Tameh. Tahar. Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid Sveiko Tameh, that we learn out from Sota. Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sveiko Tahar, that's just a regular din that whenever you have a Safik Tumah, everybody is b'cheskas tahar. Since you don't learn it out from Sota, it doesn't have to play by the rules, and you could actually say both of them have a Safik, have a cheskas tahara, and both of them are tahar. It's the regular din of the first parak of Chulin. We don't know. So we say a chazaka, each one's tar. I was listening to Rabbi Rosner yesterday in the car on the way home from a wedding. So he pointed out that this is Tosas Lashitasa against the Rambam. Let's say a guy Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid Sveiko Tameh, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. Would he get kares for that? Or would he have to bring a karban b'shogeg for walking into the Beis Hamikdash. She was a suffik tuma b'shus hayachid sveiko tami. Do we treat that as vadai? So Tosfos says yes, he gets lashes. The Rambam says no, it's a suffik. We don't know. We have to treat him as if he's tummy, but we don't say he's vadai tummy that he's going to now get kares for walking into the Beis Hamikdash. He's a suffik tuma. So Tosfos she tussled that we actually treat him as actually suffik tuma. So we can't do a tarte de sasre because we actually treat him. We don't just knowing that way. We treat him. He's like Petorus vadai. He's tummy, and therefore you can't do both because that would be contradicting the Metzius. But according to the Rambam, it remains Betorah Suffolk even afterwards. So maybe according to the Rambam, you could apply it to both of them. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Megalchin umivian karbanos of the Nazir Shenitma and the karbanos of Nazir Shehishnum Nizirus Betar. Ask the Gemara, Vamai. Why do we say, how can we let these two guys to shave their entire heads, time number two? One of them is a Nazir. One of them has already finished his Naziris. If you're going to let him shave his whole head, he's going to shave off his payas. And we know that you're not allowed to shave off your payas for no reason. One of them is a Nazir Tahar. He's not allowed to shave off his payas. How could you make him shave again after 30 days? He's a Nazir Tahar. He's going to shave off his payas. One of them is not Tamei Joe. His Naziris was already over. How can he shave his payas? V'ka'avid ha'kafa. He's violating Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem. Shaving off your payas. Amar Shmuel. Be'isha v'katan. No, we're talking about a case of where they're both women. Or they're both ketanim. Or one's a woman and one's a katan. And a woman is not chayiv in shaving off the payas. And a katan, also he's 12 years old, so his naziris is a good naziris, but since he's not 13 yet, he's not chayiv shaving off his payas. Ask the Gemara, v'lukma b'gadol, v'akafas kalaros lo shma akafa. Why don't we say this about a gadol, but we hold that shaving off your entire head does not violate shaving off your payas. Maybe we would hold that it's the only time you violate shaving off your payas is if you leave the rest of your hair on and you just shave off the payas because you're making a nice circle around, right? But maybe shaving off your whole head does not violate, says the Gemara. You see from this, obviously, from the fact that we do not say that, Shmuel holds that shaving off your entire head does violate the iser of shaving off your payas. Says the Gemara, these words of Shmuel, Be'isha v'katan, so Marzutra learned them by a different case. Marzutra masni l'alohosh ma'ita de Shmuel asefa. Marzutra learned this whole story of Shmuel on a question that they asked on tomorrow's daf, actually, Wednesday's daf, on the sefa. What's the case over there? Nazir, that on the first day of Naziris, he became Safek Tamei, Mace, and Suffolk Mitzora. Good times, right? We had this. Nazir Shaya Tamei V'Suffolk. He was a Suffolk Tumas Mace. Umuchlat V'Suffolk. And on the first day of Naziris, he also was a Suffolk of being a Mitzora Muchlat previously. Ocha B'Kachim L'Acha Shishim Yom. So he can only get rid of his Tzaras after 6 days, right? After 30 days, he shaves once for being a Mitzora Muchlat. After another 30 days, he shaves again for being a Mitzora, for having to be outside the Machane. Ocha b'kach la'acha shishim yom, u'megalech arba tiglachos. Right? But he has to wait another 30 days and shave again, and wait another 30 days and shave again. He shaves four times. Yeah, after 120 days. Right? And he's usher in drinking wine until after the 120 days. Oh, come in contact with a dead body. Ask the Gemara, how do we let this guy shave? How do we let this guy shave? What about shaving off your payas? Granted, for the first two, he's got to shave. Ask the Gemara, right, how does he have, maybe he's a Nazir Tahar. If he's a Nazir Tahar, he's not allowed to shave off his payas. Amar Shmuel beisha over katan. You have to say it's talking about a woman or a katan. Amar Rav Huna, last part of the daf. Amar Rav Huna, hamakif es katan. Someone who shaves off the payas of a katan, even though the katan himself is not chayev in mitzvahs, but if you a gadol shave off the payas of a katan, you get lashes for shaving off somebody's payas, even though the guy who you're shaving wouldn't get lashes. Hamakif es katan arehu chayev. So Rav Huna says a gadol who shaves a katan is chayev, because the Torah says lo sakifu paas roshchem. Pa'as means even somebody else. And even a katan who's not a bar chiyuva. Amalei Rav Adabar Rav Rav Huna. V'didach man megalach lahon. I see your children have their heads shaved. Who shaved them? Amalei Chova. My wife Chova shaved them. And a woman is not chayev in the isser of shaving off somebody else's head. Ravada said, you don't know what you're talking about. Tikbarin and Chova Labane. Your wife, by doing this to your kids, is causing your kids to die young. So Machlok is what he meant. Either he's cursing him that they should die young, or he's saying to him that they're going to die young because she's committing an isser. Because he held that a woman is not allowed to shave. Rav Huna held that a woman is allowed to shave because she's not in the isser of being shaved, so therefore she doesn't have the isser of shaving. Rav Adi Barava said no, that she does have the isser. According to Rav Adi Barava, there's no difference between a man and a woman, only by someone who's being shaved is between a man and a woman, but in terms of doing the shaving, a woman is usser. Now, says the Gemara, Kulu Shani to Rav Adi Barava, because of the curse of Rav Adi Barava, all of the years of Rav Adi Barava, right, the Gemara says it's Kishkaga Sheyotze Lefnei Hashali. When a Talmud Chacham says something, it comes true. So Kulu Shani to Rav Adi Barava, Lo Ikaim Leizara Rav Huna. None of Rav Huna's kids survived all the years that Rav Adi Barava was alive, because Rav Adi Barava had cursed his kids that since his wife was shaving off his kids' payas, his kids were going to die. Now, turns out, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Adaf Pei, says that Chova, Rav Huna's wife, was punished because of the words of Rav Ada, because she was a shepherd and she shepherded sheep in Bavel. And the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to be a shepherd for Behema Daka in Bavel, because you're causing the food to get eaten up, and the cities in Babel were mostly Jewish cities. So the sheep are going to steal the food. They're going to end up eating food from other people's fields. So you're not allowed to be a shepherd. So that's why she got punished. But here the Gemara sounds like she got punished for shaving her kids' payas. So the Achronim say, must be that both of these things caused it. The Marsha writes, really, it was the punishment because of the shepherding. But shaving off the payas, the punishment would not have been enough, because Rav Adi Barava held there's no isser. Mm-hmm. But since she did it on the kid, that according to her husband also would agree it's usser, so therefore they said the punishment came on the shepherding and not this. Others say that maybe the zuchus of Rav Huna would save her for one of them, but not for both of them. Anyway, comes out from the Gemara, there's machlokas Rav Huna Rav Adi by two halachas. Rav Huna says, you're not allowed to shave a katan. Rav Adi Barava says, you are pater on shaving a katan. And what about a woman doing the shaving? Rav Adi says, a woman doing the shaving is chayev. And Rav Huna said, a woman doing the shaving is okay. Right, so that's the Rishonim explained, but it's a little bit difficult. How do you know Rav Adi says that shaving a katan is pater? Where do you see that he holds that? So the Rosh and Tosfos over here, the Masna Rav Ada, right? Take a look at Tosfos Rav Ada. That's a long Tosfos. So in Tosfos Rav Ada, that Vididach, he held, I hold, it's not a problem because a katan is allowed to be shaved. But according to you, your Shita. Okay. Says Gemara, Michti, Tarvayu Svira Kavas Kala Rosh Ma Kava, both of them obviously hold that shaving off the entire head is a problem of doing it. So but my Kamifti. So what do they argue on? They both agree that shaving off the whole head, apparently these kids had their whole head shaved. So that's a violation of cutting off the pace. So what are they arguing about? Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Savar, Lo Sakifu, Pa'as Roshchem, V'lo Sashkes Es Pasikanecha. Koshli Yeshlo Hashchasa, only men that have an issue to shave the beard, Yeshlo HaKafa, they have an issue to shave the pace. V'hai Nashi, women, Ho V'lesna Bashchasa, since they have no issue to shave the beard, Lesna Nami Bakafa. They have no issue of shaving off pace of somebody else, and their own pace, and somebody else, and a katan. Rav Adbar Abba Savar, it says in the plural, Echad HaMakif, Echad HaNikif, both somebody who shaves somebody else and somebody who gets shaved, the mashma, including the pasuk in the plural. V'iskish makel l'nikav, kalecha d'nikav mechayev, only if it's usher for your pace to be shaved, makev na mechayev, so usher you to shave somebody else's pace. V'hai katan, a katan, ho v'hu gufe, la bar ocean de mechayev, since he himself is not chayev in punishments in Isurim, so makev na mechayev lo mechayev, if somebody shaves him, that person is also not chayev. You're only chayev if you get shaved. And there's just, we'll close with this. There's three opinions in the Rishonim. There's three opinions in the Rishonim. How do we know that even if you shave somebody else, you're included in the Issa? Tosfos over here in the long Tosfos Rav Ada learns it out. The main pasuk was said about the Nikaf. You're not allowed to get your payas shaved. Pas Roshchem. It means you can't have your payas shaved. But it says lo sakifu and not lo sukfu. So the lav is also on the makif. Rashi and makif says differently. Really the pasuk is on the makif. From the pasuk of lo sakifu. Nevertheless, even the nikav is included. Because lo sakifu implies don't allow yourself to be shaved. Another pshat of the Rashi says, it says in the plural, Lo sakifu in the plural, so it comes to include both the guy doing the shaving and the guy getting shaved. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thanks,
Rabbi. Sorry, I ran out. I had to pick up my wife from the airport.
Whoa, I have to apologize for doing a mitzvah for your wife. Don't apologize for that. Okay.